안녕하십니까? 이 테이프는 2006학년도 대학 수학능력시험 외국어 영역 듣기평가 안내 녹음 테이프입니다. 잠시 후 1시 20분부터 2006학년도 대학 수학능력시험 3교시 외국어 영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당란에 성명, 수험번호, 문형 등을 정확하게 기입하고 제대로 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지 뒷면에 있는 수험생이 지켜야 할 일을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기 및 말하기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지의 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기, 말하기 평가는 타종 없이 시작됩니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 외국어 영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 13번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제이며 14번부터 17번까지는 말하고자 하는 내용을 답지에서 골라 답하는 문제입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 듣는 내용은 한 번만 방송됩니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 구입할 TV를 고르시오.
Which TV do you like?
I like the widescreen TV on the wall.
I do too, but it's too expensive. We can't afford it.
Well, what about the big one under it?
It's too big. It won't fit in our living room.
Yeah, you're right. Why don't we get this one? It has a built-in tape player.
We already have a VCR. We don't need another tape player. What about the one on sale?
It's too small.
Well, that just leaves this one.
Oh, I like it.
Okay, let's get it.
2번 대화를 듣고 여자의 심정으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, this vacation is not turning out as I expected.
What do you mean?
You promised not to bring any work with you.
I know, but my boss gave me an assignment at the last minute.
Why didn't you tell him you couldn't do it? At least you could have told him that you'd do it after you get back.
I didn't think about that.
Well, you should have. What am I supposed to do while you're working? Walk on the beach by myself?
I'm sorry, honey, but I really need to finish this.
We should have stayed at home instead of spending so much money for this trip.
3번 다음을 듣고 무엇에 관한 설명인지 고르시오.
Coffee is one of the world's most popular beverages, and it is generally bought by consumers for home use in one of two forms, whole or ground. Unopened cans of coffee may be kept in the cupboard and used within a year. However, bags, and opened cans of coffee should be kept in a cool, dry environment. It is not recommended to keep coffee in the refrigerator because the environment in a refrigerator is too humid. This humidity can cause the coffee to quickly spoil. A better place to store coffee is in a freezer, which has a much drier environment due to the very low temperatures.
Hello.
Hi, Jennifer. Where are you?
I'm here at the city concert hall. Where are you?
I'm still at the office. I'll be a little late.
Don't worry. I already bought the tickets. We have really good seats.
Oh, that's great.
Hey, Peter, I forgot to bring my camera.
Oh, that's okay. I can get one from the office.
Should I buy some film?
No, it's a digital camera. Hey, but make sure you buy two of the band's t-shirts before they sell out. This is their last concert ever.
Okay, get here as fast as you can. I'll meet you in the lobby.
Hello.
Hi, Dad. Are you on your way home?
Yeah, I'll be home in 15 minutes. Is anything wrong?
The sink is leaking. There's water all over the place.
Really? Did you call a plumber?
Yeah, he was supposed to be here half an hour ago, but he hasn't shown up yet.
Don't worry. I'll be home soon.
Dad, actually, I need to leave now for my study group.
Well, okay. You go to your study group. I'll take care of the sink.
Thanks, Dad. I'll see you when I get back tonight.
I'm here to tell you about my vision of the future and to give you a chance to invest in a great new product. Imagine that you have the flu and go to the doctor's office. The doctor writes you a prescription. Then, instead of waiting in line in a pharmacy for your medicine, you go to a vending machine, punch in your ID number, and get your medicine. That's right, a vending machine from which you can get prescription drugs. Getting your medicine would be no more difficult than getting money from a cash machine. Don't let this great business opportunity pass you by. Invest in my new machine and be a part of the future.
Did you make our plane reservations to Moscow?
Yes, I did.
How much were the tickets?
Yours was $850 and mine was $700.
Really? Why was my ticket $850 and yours $700?
Because you're staying longer than I am. The travel agent said that airfare is now based on the length of the stay.
Well, at least these tickets are cheaper than when we went to Moscow last year.
Yeah, those were expensive, $900 apiece.
So, when can we get our tickets?
We can pick them up at the airport. I already paid for them.
That's good. That'll save us some time.
Steve, congratulations on a great win today.
Thanks. It was a really tough match.
You played particularly well, scoring 2 goals.
Yeah, but it was a total team victory. Everyone played well.
This year must be really satisfying. Last year you finished in last place, and this year you're competing for the championship.
It has been a great year, but our new owner deserves a lot of the credit for hiring a great coach.
I'm sure your family is watching us on TV right now. Is there anything you want to say to them?
Hi, Mom. I love you.
Well, thanks for taking a few minutes to talk with us. Good luck in your match next week.
Thanks.
Hi, Mr.
Thomas.
Hi, Jane. You redid your office. I like your new desk.
Thank you.
Is Mrs. Smith in?
She's in an editorial board meeting at the moment. Can I help you?
I want to check the status of my book.
Oh, let me check your file. We're going to start printing it next week.
That's great.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
Well, I want to talk to Mrs. Smith about some ideas I have for a new book.
She's free after the meeting. You can wait here if you like. Would you like some coffee?
Yes, thank you.
I'm going to make a new dish tonight for the party.
Really? What?
It's a secret, but I need your help.
Okay. How can I help?
Well, I have everything but the brown sugar and onions.
I think we have some brown sugar on the top shelf.
Oh, good. But we still need onions. Honey, can you go to the grocery store and get some onions for me?
Sure, I'll go.
Thanks, honey. You're so sweet. So, what do you want to do today, Danny?
Let's go deep sea fishing.
We can't. The boat already left. Besides, we didn't make a reservation.
I really want to go fishing.
We'll go. Don't worry. Your dad wants to go too.
Oh, what time does Dad's plane arrive?
5 o'clock.
Then let's go to the elephant show. I love to watch elephants.
We can't see the elephants today, Danny, because we need to leave for the airport no later than 4 o'clock.
If we can't go fishing or to the elephant show, then what can we do? It's already 11:30 now.
11:30? Don't worry. There are still a couple of things we can do.
What are you reading?
It's an article about next year's fashion trends.
So, What does it say is going to be popular?
It says miniskirts will be back in style.
Oh, that's good. What else does it say?
It says that training suits will be even more popular among women than they were this year.
Does it say anything about men's suits? I need to buy one for a job interview.
It says that dark green suits will be very popular.
Dark green? I don't think I'd like a dark green suit. I'll stick with something more traditional, like navy blue.
Well, it also says that hats will be popular among men. Why don't you get a hat?
I don't think so. I don't look good in hats.
(13번) 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르시오. 1번
What floor are you going to?
7, please. Thanks.
2번
Hurry up. The elevator is almost here.
Oh, hold it for me. I'm coming.
3번
Oh, no. We've got to take the stairs again.
That's the third time this month.
4번
Do you want me to give you a hand?
No, that's all right. I'm about to get off the elevator.
5번
Come on, get on. There's room for you.
No, the elevator is already too crowded.
14번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, do you remember me?
You were here yesterday, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
How can I help you?
Well, the photos I got taken here yesterday are too small.
Too small?
Yes, they're too small for my visa application. The officer at the embassy said the photos needed to be 1 centimeter longer on each side.
Oh, they must have changed their photo size policy.
Yeah, that's what he said.
I'm sorry about that.
Well, I guess I need to have my photo taken again.
15번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Slow down. You're walking too fast.
Come on. Walking fast helps burn the fat.
But I'm not in as good shape as you. This is my first time hiking.
We haven't walked far. Just less than a kilometer.
Jim, I'm serious. Let's stop. I need to rest.
Okay. Let's take a break then.
Oh, here's a bench. I'm going to sit down here. Oh, what's this?
What's wrong?
Somebody spilled juice all over the bench. It's all sticky.
16번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mom, you know my friend Johnny, don't you?
Of course I do. Why?
Well, he has a job delivering papers in the morning, and he said that I can get one too.
I don't know. You'd have to get up really early, and it's so dark in the morning.
It won't be a problem, Mom. And you wouldn't have to give me pocket money anymore. I could earn my own.
You're right, but I'm worried that your schoolwork will suffer because you won't get enough sleep.
I'll just go to bed earlier.
I don't know, Tommy. Have you talked to your dad about this yet?
No, but I'm going to.
17번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 바비 마이클에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Bob's roommate Michael is crazy about mobile phones. He always has the newest model loaded with the latest features and services. With his current phone, he can watch movies, chat with friends, play games, surf the internet, and do just about everything that he can do on a computer. However, sometimes he can't pay his share of the rent on time because he has spent too much money on a new phone or on his phone bill. It really upsets